From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The top NATO commander in Afghanistan Tuesday denied that there was ever a policy for forces to ignore Afghan officials' sexual abuse of minors. It comes days after a newspaper reported that troops were told to look the other way to preserve relations with allies. General John F. Campbell commands both U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan. He said he had discussed the media reports with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The New York Times on Sunday reported that U.S. servicemen stationed in Afghanistan have been instructed by superiors not to intervene when they witnessed Afghan police officers and military commanders abusing minors. I personally have served multiple tours of duty in Afghanistan and is absolutely confident that no such theater policy has ever existed, according to Campbell in a written statement. In Burkina Faso, army troops entered the capital overnight without resistance, and they're asking presidential guard members who carried out last week's coup to lay down their weapon. The coup leader, Gilbert Diendéré, says he's optimistic about the outcome of the discussions, and people were out and about on Tuesday in Ouagadougou with a few army trucks seen driving through the streets. Speaking at a news conference, the general denied that the army had given him an ultimatum, and he says he wants to avoid a confrontation. He says the presidential guards do not want to fight. He says they will defend themselves if they have to, but they do not want to shed blood to stay in power. Chinese President Xi Jinping begins his U.S. visit Tuesday. He said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals, including hackers stealing commercial secrets, should be punished according to the law and international conventions. VOA.